Hello, my audio boo friends. It is October 26th today of 2012. It's about 22 minutes past 9 o'clock in the morning. I'm heading off to work. I just finished listening to a boo left by, I may be pronouncing this wrong. Well, I looked at it very quickly, so she'll have to forgive me if I I mispronounce this. But it was a boo from Raquel G, who it was a retweet of Paul Omani on his Twitter feed. And it was a boo from Raquel, who seems to have just joined Audio Boo. And she's talking about Octaver and a few other things about technical writing, which kind of piqued my interest because, as many of you know, I am a technical writer. I right now I've got a contract at an office, which I do about 2 or 3 days a week. And then I have my semi-regular stint writing for a company in Ontario from home. So I got the best of both worlds in this scenario. Anyway, so she goes on to talk about technical writing and working from home, and right now she's actually looking for a more traditional job. And I'll be honest, I don't think I could take a traditional job right now. I like the flexibility of my hours. I like being able to dabble in different projects. I'm now working with a group of writers who, as some of you know, I was associated with a writers group that dissolved, and from that, from the ashes, a phoenix arose, and now we're going to launch it. Well, we have launched it already. We've had a few meetings. We're just kind of grappling with exactly where we're going with the association and what we're going to do with it and how we're going to put it forward. But anyway, it's all good stuff. It's all interesting things. Things that will, I'm hoping I'm going to take it slow, and I'm hoping the members of this new association take it slowly, because I want to nurture it. I want it to be something that will, in some sense, be unstructured, but be developed in such a way and given the freedom and flexibility to grow, and to sort of take on a life of its own as it evolves. You know, we may find that in some cases some things we want to do are dropped off over time. Maybe some members might leave, other members might join. Not even join, I don't even like that word join. It's open. If people want to come and assist and contribute to a meeting and then not show up for a couple of meetings, and then all of a sudden we have a topic we're talking about, or something comes up that they want to come to the meeting again, by all means, we're inclusive, definitely, and flexible. I think that's the major point I'm making here. And as for Raquel G, and she asks about Octaver and how it's structured, and are there any official topics? Well, as we all know, there are. There are, in fact, a series, it was 4 weeks for now, of pre-established topics. The first ones were done by Paul Omani of Omani Blog. The second one were done by RJ Net. The third ones were contributed by yours truly, Stefano, also known as Slandy on Audio Boo. And the fourth ones have been kindly and graciously contributed by Sassy Cat, who you can find as Sassy Cat on Audio Boo. Now, that leaves 3 floater days at the end of October, mainly next week. At this point, Simon, who goes by the moniker SM2N on Audio Boo, has suggested a couple of topics. Some of them I really, really like. I had sort of suggested that we kind of have a, not a free-for-all, but sort of let it be flexible. Perhaps if somebody has an idea or wanted to do a topic that never came up, well, now's your time. Go right ahead. Let's have it free-form to the point. I mean, we have to sort of keep to a topic, which I think what people should do is introduce the topic at the very beginning of their October, and then there you go. Then they just launch right into it, and we'll see what, you know, it doesn't have to be formalized. That's what I'm saying, the last 3 days. Somebody had suggested maybe that one of the topics or one of the days of the last 3 days of October be devoted to which October topic you liked the best, or either you did yourself or somebody else did. Originally, we were thinking of doing which October you liked the best, but that can be touchy because you don't want to point out one person and then leave everybody else out. They were all great. I listened to them all, and I plan on burning a CD with every single one of them because I found them so interesting, such diversity in music, that I want to keep it. I you know, God forbid something should ever happen to Audio Boo, or I want to keep these Octavers. I think they were phenomenal. If we could get all the rights to all the music, it would be wonderful to put an actual real CD together. Are you listening, Mark? So, anyhow, there was something else, and I can't seem to think about what it was right at the moment. Yes, actually, Raquel mentioned enjoying Audio Boo and enjoying listening to people doing boos as they're driving through their cities and whatnot. Well, I live in Montreal, Canada, and right now I just left my city, my part of Montreal. I don't want to be too detailed, and there's a reason for that. If you want to know, send me a DM. But I left my part of the city, and I'm heading over to an island that is just north of Montreal called Laval, where I work at this. It's actually a sports retailer, and it's their main offices where they do all their accounting and what else do they do there? Accounting, distribution, marketing. And they also have the help desk there for all the cashiers that work at the various stores across the country. And the and what I do specifically there is I'm doing the documentation for the help desk. So all of the procedures and documentation of all the equipment that they have and how it works and how to troubleshoot. And eventually, I'm not sure if this will ever come to fruition, because we're changing help desk softwares. But we are, we were thinking, or I was thinking, proposing an actual training plan for the help desk agents. From everything from how to answer the phone to how to prioritize their time, right down to the nitty-gritty of some of the software that they use to do the support. And then, you know, and any other intangible things sometimes that come up that you don't always know where they're going to fit. And I was thinking of putting together a sort of a training package, if you want, but a continuous one. So it's sort of continuous improvement. And do it in a software called Moodle. That's Moodle, which I've always wanted to play around with. It is a basically a virtual classroom. System, and it's very powerful, very interesting, and combined with audio and video, I think would make for a very interactive and very enjoyable system for the help desk agents to learn their craft and hone their craft. Okay, that's it for me for now. It's Stefano Slandy here on Audio Boo. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.